You are listening to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Cliff Kretzer, Jeff Blackburn, and Hallie Davenport. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Heartstring Songwriter Circle. I'm Trish Torreline, and I will be your host for this evening. Tonight is an In the Round style music showcase. In the Round refers to a group of songwriters singing their songs in turn and sharing the stories behind them. One writer sings a song and then the next and so on. From the first to the last is called a round. Time permitting, we will have four rounds. Okay, but first, before we get to the songs, I would like to introduce our artists for this evening. Going to start down here with the distinguished gentleman with the hat that everybody loves. This is Jeff Blackburn.
Hello. Good to be here with you.
It's good to have you. And this gentleman, I would consider you a Winchester boy.
I am Winchester.
You've been here long. Were you born here?
I moved here in second grade. So
that's long enough. That's past the statute of limitations, so you're good. This is Cliff Kretzer. And this young lady is Miss. Do you use your middle, or do you just go by Davenport?
Do
you use
Macbeth? I do Hallie Macbeth whenever I'm playing out places.
Okay, she has a stage name. Okay, so Hallie Macbeth and Davenport.
Davenport. Yeah.
Hallie Macbeth Davenport.
What's up? Hi.
Well, I'll make sure I get it right. And Hallie is our student spotlight. And what that means is she is a student at Madison Central.
Mm-hmm.
And senior?
Yep.
Is a senior, and she's just kind of starting out.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been piddling with writing for a while and
yeah,
singing for a while,
yeah,
but you're really stepping up your game and
yeah,
and going for it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And that's probably one of my coolest things about the songwriter circle is when we get the young ones in and they have their first experiences like this and sharing their songs and the stories behind them and just jumping in with both feet. So I'm tickled to death to have you, and hopefully you might learn something from the three
yeah,
of us this evening. So if we get in the thick of things and you have a question, and please ask it, and hopefully one of us will have a bright answer.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. We're going to get ready for our first round. Okay. So each round will start with Jeff, and then it comes down the line towards me. I will only sing at the end of the second round. Okay? So, Jeff, first off, just give us your elevator pitch on who is Jeff Blackburn.
I am an Eastern Kentucky native, grew up in Pike County, and I've been at the same job for a long time, but I also, on the weekends, play as much music as I possibly can for anyone that will listen. So,
that's awesome.
Americana folk artist, I guess you would call my songs are Americana songs, and so I just love to perform and love to play, and if you're roped in here, you can't run away from hearing my songs. You can't just walk out, so you're going to get them tonight.
There's usually an umbrella here, so if they try to leave, I just...
There you go. But no, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for coming. Cliff, what about you?
I used to own that restaurant right there, Little Italy Pizzeria, back in the day. I don't know if anybody was a big fan of that, but I laid off of music for about 20 years, really, and I'm just now getting back into it this over the summer, and been playing festivals and little small hole-in-the-wall places, nice, beautiful coffee shops like this, and just having a good time writing a lot of music, and got back into writing songs again, and originally from Eastern Kentucky, Van Lier, Kentucky, and Sorghum Holler, and then at the foot of Richmond Hill, and we moved up here. My mama got transferred with the telephone company and brought us to Winchester, Kentucky, and and that's where we've been ever since. And then, so we're having fun. I really enjoy it. And don't ask me what kind of music I play because I think I'm inventing a genre.
All right.
And lately it's been grungy country Christian kitchen music. That's what I'm calling it. And I'm going to be the grandfather of this new genre I'm releasing. But I also play redneck stuff, and I play old standard country. I play outlaw country. I play rock. I've got a little, twist of Led Zeppelin and Sammy Hagar and stuff like that mixed in with Hank Jr. and Merle Haggard. So it's kind of a weird. I hope you like it.
Hello. So I'm pretty much just, I guess you could call me a singer-songwriter now. I used to say like aspiring singer-songwriter, but maybe I've passed that mark. But now I'm kind of an aspiring worship leader. I really want to get more into church ministry, worship ministry, all that stuff. And songwriting has always been a part of me, I guess. Like I've been doing it since a pretty young age and actually doing it like seriously since middle school, which has been quite a few years. So yeah, I'm just kind of working my way into worship ministry and just wanting to spread the kingdom of God.
Now it's really cool. Tell them where you're going to school next fall.
So it is possible that I will be moving to Nashville next fall to attend Tribeca Nazarene University for worship arts.
It's cool. All right, so let's get into the music in round one. And so each of our artists is, before each of their songs, they're going to tell us a little backstory to the song, what maybe inspiration, what led to you writing it, sure. Whatever you'd like to share. So I'm just going to start off with Jeff, and when he's done, you don't have to wait for me, Cliff. You can just take over, the same with Hallie. And okay? Awesome. All right, Jeff, it's all yours.
Well, this song, I'm going to sing the first song. I grew up, as I told you, I'm from Eastern Kentucky, and anybody here know what a coal camp is? And we was po. We couldn't afford the last O-R in the word. We was just po. And I was this May, I was thinking about growing up there and how awesome it was because the mountains reached the sky and we were always outside doing stuff. And my dad, big inspiration on me, they still live right there at the mouth of Democrat Holler. And I was thinking about growing up and how cool it was. And I look back at it now, where I live now in Georgetown. I've had the same job for 30 years, blah, blah, blah. I look back at it, and I thought that was hard times. But when I was a kid growing up in those mountains, they were just times. So part of my growing up was in Illinois because of my family was running from the coal mines. So seven families moved from Pike County, like 30 miles from town, Eastern Kentucky, to Chicago. So I was actually born in Chicago, but then when their parents got older, they moved us from Chicago to 30 miles away from anything in Eastern Kentucky. So that's where most of my memories are, is growing up in that Eastern Kentucky town called Hellier, right? A suburb of Elkhorn City. And it's just awesome just thinking about that. So in May, I was thinking about this, and I sat down and wrote a song about, what it was like there and what's there now. It's in decay, I would say. People are either dying or moving away. Either way, the town is, there's sky roads everywhere. So all the little mom and pop grocery stores where you could pull in and say, hey, put this on my grandma's tab, and they'd get out their little tablet and write it down, those are all gone. So, and then I was thinking about the epidemic that's there now. So that's part of the end of this song. And me and my bass guy over here, we've remodeled it a little bit over the summer, and I'm part of a bigger band called the Jeff Blackburn Band, and we play everywhere. I've got cards in my pocket. If you want to know where to see us or where to stay away from, I can hook you up with one of those cards. But this song is called Hard Times Are Just Times. I'm bent over low in a dirty seam of coal. I got a battery light strapped to my head. If the black lung don't take me, the bill man will. I guess I'll fight them both till I'm dead. Yeah, my month's rolling on, but my money's all gone. I ain't got no other tricks up my sleeve. I'd like to head out to Lexington, try me one of those factory jobs. I just can't scrape enough up to leave. Hard times are just times when you're down in a mine. Lord, I'd like to leave it all behind. I'm digging black coal and giving up my soul, and I'm doing all I can to just survive. My dad and his dad, they gave all they had in an Elkhorn City mine on a hill. You know, I vowed I wouldn't go. You know, it's all I know. Got no other way to pay all these bills. The whistle blows again. Man trips rolling in, and that foreman, he'll be there just to break my will. But in the mountains, there's two ways that you can spend all your days. Spend them in the mines or on the pills. Yeah, hard times are just times when you're down in a mine. Lord, I'd like to leave it all behind. I'm digging that coal and giving up my soul. I'm doing all I can to just survive. Hard times are just times down in a mine. Lord, I'd like to leave it all behind. I'm digging that coal from the marrow of my soul, and I'm doing all I can to just survive. I'm doing all I can to just survive. Thank you, guys.
I like the way that guitar sounds.
Thank you.
The deep end sounds really nice. Beautiful. Clear.
It's a small body. I just got it. I got it for my 30th. I bought it for myself for my 30th anniversary at work.
Awesome.
I was like, I like to buy myself a present. I think I'll buy myself a guitar. So.
I know that feeling.
You can play it if you want to.
Be careful what you ask. Be careful.
She'll burn it up, son. She'll burn it up.
I left my matches at home.
Oh.
But Cliff, what do you have for us?
All right, I got a couple of special friends of mine that come all the way from Georgetown to come down here. I've been writing with this fella here, Jeff Everman, and of course my beautiful mother and my beautiful wife and his beautiful wife, Nancy. But Jeff Everman's a great Christian-spirited songwriter. I'm trying to turn him a little bit, but toughen him up a little bit, but I can't because it's just beautiful stuff me and him have been creating lately, and I'm actually going to start it off with one of his. I just kind of tweaked a couple words as I don't know if I want to do it.
That's at least 2%.
It's at least one. Maybe give me a 0.05% on that one.
But, okay.
This is called Roses on Your Grave. The first time we got together to write, we was just talking about writing, and we was trying to figure out how we was going to fit everything together. I was playing him my stuff, and then he was giving me some of his lyrics. And then when he's leaving, he gave me a demo CD. And as soon as he pulled out of some of his songs, and as soon as he pulled out of the driveway, me and my wife, Renee, we put it in the CD player and started listening to it instantly. I heard a song, and me and her both teared up, and it just blew me away. And it's called Roses on Your Grave. And it's a real special song to me, so I'm going to actually start off with that. An hour just ain't fast enough. You work hard and you work longer to buy things out of rust. Things don't last forever, they fade away like grass. Before you know it, it'll all be gone. Time goes by so fast. You gotta stop and smell the roses, enjoy them while you can. Try to find the peace of mind, get right with the man. Stop and thank the good Lord for everything he gave. You can't smell the roses on your grave. This world will gladly sell you whatever you will buy. You can even charge it all dollar to the sky. Things don't last, it get caught up in the grind. You'll become the slave. You sold your soul and you lost control. Oh, what a price to pay. You better stop and smell the roses. Enjoy them while you can. Try to find a peace of mind. Get right with the man. Stop and thank the good Lord. Everything he gave. You can't smell the roses on your grave.
Here we go.
Yes, your days are numbered. You better number your days. Yes, your life is changing. You better change your ways. Take the time to realize. Oh, be amazed. Be humble and be thankful. Give him all the praise. Don't wait another minute. Stop to look around. You can't see life's beauty when you're 6 feet underground. You better stop and smell the roses. Enjoy them while you can. Try to find a peace of mind and get right with the man. Stop and thank the good Lord for everything he gave. You can't smell the roses on your grave. You can't smell the roses on your grave.
So this is the first round, so I figured I'd start with the first song for me. I wrote this song called Fearless back in seventh grade, I think. I was like 13, 14. So this song's pretty old. I'm turning 18 in like 2 weeks. So this is from the perspective of like a 13, 14-year-old. And for a long time, I was kind of like, and this song's like so, like, it was my first ever song. I'm not that proud of it. Like, let's hide it. But I am proud of it because it is the first, like, quote-unquote good song, I guess you could say, that I've ever written. I remember showing my dad and everything, and I originally wrote it on a ukulele because that was all I knew how to play. And then my dad, who's a guitar builder, eventually taught me how to play guitar, and then that morphed into something else, and now that's all I'm obsessed with. And this song is all about how at school and stuff, I wanted to be proud of being a Christian. And I wanted to walk in there and be like, oh, no, I believe in Christ. Yeah, you can't stop me. Like, I just wanted to be proud of that. And then the word fearless eventually turned into something so much more for me because I eventually discovered I had a thing for anxiety and OCD and all that stuff. And so it really had a big impact on my life. So after this song, after I put it out there and stuff, I was like, wow. This ain't what that song really is about anymore. It's about how I want to be fearless just in everyday life of, like, trusting God and being who he has called me to be no matter what this life is throwing at me. So, yeah, this is called Fearless.
Wanna do everything I can do to show you you're my hope, you're my life, and I want you to know that it's true. So help me believe and help me to be fearless. I wanna be fearless, don't wanna be afraid. I'd be proud in what I do, and it all comes back to you. Wanna be fearless, so help me please be fearless. I wanna be brave and have faith. I wanna be the girl that you made me to be. You're my hope, you're my life, and I want you to know that it's true. So help me believe and help me to be fearless. I wanna be fearless, don't wanna be afraid anymore. I wanna be proud in what I do, and it all comes back to you. Wanna be fearless, so help me please be fearless. Oh, 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 oh. Why am I so afraid? I don't wanna be afraid anymore. Oh, 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 oh. Wanna be proud in what I do when it all comes back to you. I wanna be fearless, so help me please be fearless.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And you, let's see, you have first priority there, and you lead worship for that?
Yes. So I am kind of like the head of worship for my school's first priority club, public school, mind that. So it's crazy that every Wednesday morning, I get to lead worship in our public library. So while kids are going in there to study and stuff, we're over in a corner just opening our Bibles, singing worship songs.
Do you have FCA too?
Yes, so FCA, I've led worship a few times for FCA stuff, but I'm more involved with First Priority and everything. But yeah, FCA, we have that, and they're great. I love it.
It's awesome, sweetie. You're a billboard. You're a billboard. I love it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of round one. All right. All right. Before we get into round two, I have a question for each of our artists, starting with Jeff. And let's see. Yeah, here we go. First, how did you get started playing in music? And then second, what led you to start writing your own songs?
Well, I got started in music when I was very young. There's a picture of me sitting in my dad's guitar case. He's 77 now. And he's got dementia really bad. He can't find his car keys or, you know, my mom's hid those. But, like, his coffee cup can be right in front of him, and he won't even know it's there. But you put a guitar in his lap, and he can just sing all them old bluegrass and gospel songs. Still plays in his church band. He just can't drive and can't, you know. But he's my biggest influence. And he played music his whole life. And him and my uncles, my last name is Blackburn, and my Uncle Benny, who happened to be a Turner, they had the Blackburn Turner Overdrive. But when you live 30 miles from town, all there is to do is get in trouble or go to church. And I could do a little of both. But, like, we would go to Sunday morning church, and then all my uncles and my dad and all, that they would play music. We would eat, of course, and then they played music until time to go back to church Sunday night. So music has just been in all my brothers play, and all our family plays music, but that's my biggest influence. And as far as writing songs, I'm going to attribute 100% of that to two guys, John Prine and Guy Clark. Those guys, I listen to those, and they take you into their, they let you paint the picture in your mind, and you're standing there in Dublin, or you're, you know, and those guys could write those, what I call stories. Of course, Tom T. Hall, the old storyteller, he was good at that too. But those guys that influenced me to start trying to write, and I have thrown away a lot more songs than I have ever recorded, I'll tell you that. But all my original stuff's on my website, jeffblackburnmusic.com. I like to tell people, if you like it, feel free to make copies of it. I don't care. I just like people to listen to it. And if you don't like it, make a CD and give it to somebody that you hate. So, it's all fun, folks.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Six of them make a good coaster set. But those are my influences. And then the next song I'm going to do is I don't know, as a musician, you know, I've played for years. I was a contemporary worship leader for 10 years. I played in two or three bluegrass bands. I toured in a country band for a while out of Knoxville. So I've played music all the time of all my adult life. But then when your world falls apart and you have to start rebuilding, man, music can help you get through a lot of stuff. And writing those songs to help you, you know, when I was young, there was not a lot of therapy and people to help you with things like there are now. You just had to tough it out. And songwriting helped me through a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so long-winded, folks.
No, you're cool. So what about your second song?
My second song is about that rebuild time. My first CD called Original Works of Jeff Blackburn was, I wrote most of the songs in the late 1900s when I was trying to rebuild my life. And this song is kind of like coming out of that, early 2000s. And sitting there and watching somebody walk by, and say, I wonder if somebody like that could like someone like me. And you think, well, they're out of my league, blah, blah, blah. Turns out they were. But that was my thought. And I keep a little notepad in my desk at work. And any time that I think of something that sounds like a song lyric, I write it down. And then sometimes I'll circle back to it and sometimes write a song. And sometimes I'll be going, what was I thinking? So, but this was a song called I Wonder If. And so you'll get the story, and hopefully you enjoy it. Well, I've seen you for some time now, and I've often wondered how that I could say hello, maybe ask you how it goes. Well, I've tried to figure it out each day, but I don't know just what to say. Those words don't come, they just turn and run. But I wonder if a girl like you could like me. Oh, I wonder if our hearts might sing the same sweet song. 'Cause all I do is I sit and wish and I wonder, boy, do I wonder if a girl like you could like someone like me. Well, every day that you walk by, I've tried to find the strength inside that lets you know I'm there, not just stop and stare. But a world away, you live your life beneath these same fluorescent lights. You're close enough to touch, but that's not close enough. But I wonder if a girl like you could like me. Oh, I wonder if our hearts might sing the same sweet song, yeah. All I do is I sit and wish and I wonder, boy, do I wonder if a girl like you could like someone like me. Well, my mind sees you standing there with me standing next to you. In my heart, I hold the dreams, yeah, I hope they come true. but until they do, well, I wonder if a girl like you could like me. Yeah, I wonder if our hearts might sing the same sweet song, yeah. All I do is a sit and wish, and I wonder, do I wonder if a girl like you could like someone like me? Could a girl like you love someone like me? Thank you all.
Okay. Okay, Cliff. So, how about you?
What
was your influence musically? What got you into music, and then what got you into writing songs?
I love all music. I always have. I think I owe the CD clubs from the 90s or the 80s like a bunch of money. You know, the penny.
I consider that my first record.
Yeah, that's, I'll tell you, man. I mean,
new,
you
know, from K-Tel.
I went nuts on that. I went, you know, for Columbia Records. You know, and, you know, and then, I don't know, my uncle gave me, he always played music and everything, and he's passed away now, but he gave me my first guitar when I was like 14, and I set up in my room and had a little, it was electric guitar, had a amp and a distortion pedal, and turned it all the way up, and drove my mom and dad crazy, and played till my fingers bled, and until I figured that thing out. And, you know, I taught myself how to play, and then, yeah, you know, I started writing lyrics, actually, when I was little, even, you know, and, but, you know, as I learned how to play a few chords on the guitar, and it progressed, and my lyrics progressed and everything, and so, yeah, that. And I've just kind of dropped out of it for, like I said, about 20 years. And I own a couple of restaurants. It was like 17-hour work days and, you know, other positions that was long hours and everything. So it always kind of numbed your brain about writing. So now I'm back into it again, but I've still got, you know, I'm writing a lot. And then, like I said, I hooked up with this fella here, Jeff. I'm going to actually play, since he's come here, I'm playing a few songs that we wrote together, and this is one of them, and it was a real tough song for me to write, and I asked for his help on it, and it's called Halo in the Sky, and it's about the passing of my brother and you know, my uncle and my grandpa and all my friends and other relatives, you know, my uncles on my mom's side and everything too. And I mean, just, I know they're up there watching after me, and I feel it, and there's signs everywhere. They're watching me and helping me and guiding me. And so this is a really, really special song. And after all this time, I think it's kind of started helping me resolve some of the issues I had about the loss of these people, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you don't mind, let me get into this.
Go for it.
It's called Halo in the Sky. Every time I get up, seem like I just fall back down. All of them times I got stuck, you were always around. You moved on and I've lived my years. Seemed like I just lost track. Shed so many of my tears, and none of them ever brought you back. You are my halo in the sky.
sky. Light my way brighter than the sunshine. One day my time on this earth is through. I'm gonna be a halo in the sky with you. Thinking of you all the time. Sure as the tides keep coming in, this can't get you off of my mind. I hope someday I'm gonna see you again. You are my halo in the sky. Light my way brighter than the sunshine. Someday my time on this earth is through. I'm gonna be a halo in the sky with you. After me, lifting me up when I needed a hand. When I'm lost, you help me to see, showing me how to be a better man. You are my halo in the sky. Light my way brighter than any sunshine. Someday, when my time on this earth is through, I'm gonna be a halo in the sky with you. I'm gonna be a halo in the sky with you. Looking over my family now with you. Looking over all the love I've left behind. I'm working on being a halo in the sky with you. Working on being a halo in the sky with you. Every time I look up, I can feel you shining now.
Yeah. Ooh. It's a good second time.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks God for letting me through that.
All right, Miss Hallie, excuse me.
It's all good.
Okay.
So answer that question again.
Yeah, so how did you get into playing music?
Well, I'll blame my dad. So basically, it's always kind of been a part of me. My dad is a guitar player, big fan of 80s rock, got the long hair. He's like, you ride in a car with him and the radio is literally turned up to 100. And he is just all about music, and that's kind of ended up in my life, ended up in me. So just kind of in middle school, I was like, you know what? I can actually do this. Like, I can do what he's doing. And he's always taught me about using your gifts for God and doing all of it for the glory of God. And so it was only natural for me to, like, go into writing Christian music. It was just a natural thing for me. I never wanted to write or sing about anything else. So, yeah, that's kind of how I've ended up here. And another story is that, so I know that God has had his hand on this thing, because you might laugh, but in fifth grade, we had a ukulele club, and my dad, coincidentally, a few weeks before I got the note home for the club, he had went out with his friend and bought a ukulele. And I was like, oh, man, that's so cool. He's like, you're not getting it. You're not playing it. And then I bring a note home, and my Miss Brown, my music teacher then, she was like, yeah, you're going to need to get your own ukulele, all that stuff after school. And I'm like, you know, my dad has one. And so I eventually I'm like, Dad, I have to use it. I have to use it. So he lets me use it, and he's like, you're not getting it, though. You're not getting it, though. It's mine now. So now it's along with my three other ukuleles. And I just think that's so funny that he coincidentally got a ukulele for the first time 2 weeks before that note went home, and that's what started this whole thing, is learning ukulele and writing that song Fearless. So, yeah. And this next song is actually my second song that I ever kind of put out. It's called Faith. And I wrote it, like, the story for Fearless and stuff kind of ties into this. I went through anxiety and OCD. I still struggle with that. It's a big part of my story, testimony. And I wrote Faith all about that experience of when I was in my lowest low. And that's when I kind of learned what faith was, and how I was always like, yeah, I trust God. I got God on my side. I'm good. But then I realized when you're in that pit, you're like, no, God's all I got. I got to hold on to him. Like, that's all I got. That's all I need right now. And he's all I'll ever need. And yeah, this song is all about that and having faith, like that verse in the Bible that talks about having faith as small as a mustard seed. And those things are tiny. So yeah, I just wanted any bit of faith I could get. And yeah, I just wrote the song to inspire others to have that as well in their darkest times. So yeah, this is Faith.
Before, no windows, just slamming doors. Trying my best to just rest, but I can't help but wonder what's next. Confusion is my best friend. I just wanna know when this will end. All of my doubts settling crystal clear, but I know that you are near. Lord, I don't know your plan, but I know you've got me in your hand. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. You won't let me down. You will keep me safe and sound. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. When the pain is too great and the weight is too heavy, you said I'll be okay. You said I'll never have to worry, that you'll always be there for me. But it's getting hard for me to believe that I still trust. Lord, I don't know your plan, but I know you've got me in your hands. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. You won't let me down. You will keep me safe and sound. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. You wipe my tears away. Told me not to be afraid. You made me stronger every day. Lord, I don't know your plan, but I know you've got me in your hand. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. You won't let me down. You will keep me safe and sound. I just gotta have a little bit of faith. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's that.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
When's your CD coming out? I
want
to buy it.
I want one.
I tell you what, instead of me doing my song now, we're just going to keep going, and then I'll do it at the end of round four. So, ladies and gentlemen, that completes round two. Woo! Okay. So round three, this is before we get to the songs, this is kind of discussions, so you can all just, you know, pop in. The question is, to bridge or not to bridge? That's the question. So do you understand what I'm asking?
I do. That last song I wrote, or last song I sang,
yeah,
was the first song I ever tried to put a bridge in. And I thought,
that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern. The first song I did, The Hard Times, no bridge was necessary. But the other one, I just wanted to try to write a bridge. So far, that's the only bridge I've written. So I like them. They're just hard to write correctly.
The one thing that has been told to me that helps me is, you know, if you're looking at, if you're reading down the lyrics of your song and there's still something that's not been said or something is not clear, then that's a great spot for a bridge to clear something up, or maybe put the period at the end of a sentence that was kind of left you hanging somewhere. Yeah. But I've heard a lot of people, you know, a lot of people get into this cookie cutter mold, and you think, you know, well, you have to have a bridge. Well, no, you don't. You really don't. You'd be surprised how many songs you listen to on the radio that don't have a bridge. But it's, I mean, if you can say it in two verses and a chorus, then say it. I was just kind of curious on your thoughts
about
it.
The way I feel about it, there's
bridge.
So many independent artists out there nowadays. You don't have to make everything just like the record companies want you to make it. You can make it however you want to. I want to write a song, or Jeff write a song, but you don't have to. You can, whatever the song needs is what it's going to get, whatever you feel, just whatever you feel, whatever you feel is good.
I know for me, I always kind of, like, whenever I first started out, I would be in that cookie cutter mindset of, like, well, I've heard songs be like this, so it has to be like that. And I eventually kind of learned that, like, your song's your song, like, it's your own thing. But for me, I'm more into the worship ministry, all that stuff, and bridges are very common in worship music. Like, if you're familiar with Air One, Caleb, you'll hear Passion, Elevation Worship, all them. The bridges are kind of like the big parts of the song, and that's when the title's usually mentioned in them. So, like, normally you won't even hear the title of the song till the bridge. And that's kind of like the big point of worship and stuff. So I've kind of become more familiar with bridges, and they've kind of become my favorite part of a song. But I'm still not opposed to not using them and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, as artists are able to become their own record label and do their own thing these days and get their stuff out on their own, you don't have anybody looking over your shoulder saying, well, you have to do this or you have to do that. So you have more liberty to do what's in your heart and do what you want to do. So, okay. Well, thank you for giving me us your insight on that. Okay. So here we are going into round three. We're going to start with Jeff. So what are we going to do for your third song?
Well, I grew up in the 80s and I had a lot of hair like Joe Dirt. And I think I was the original in Pike County. You have a mullet at birth. You just do. You get a baby blanket, a mullet, and a pocket knife when you leave the hospital.
I didn't know that. This is good.
But I tell people I coveted it, and God took it away. But I grew up driving around these old country roads in the mountains with my Mustang and my windows down and my hair, because my air conditioning didn't work. But my hair blowing in the wind, listening to 80s music, and that was power ballad time. I mean, no cool band. Every band had a power ballad. And I'm not a rock and roller per se, but I was sitting down one night and I thought, you know what? I'm going to write myself a road anthem. So that's what I did. And I hope you like it. Just imagine long flowing blonde hair while I'm playing this.
And a mullet. Did you
and
still have the mullet?
You have a mullet if you're from Pike.
All right.
These old highway lines, they keep rolling by. But I feel like my winter is closing in. But I'll keep on rolling on, and I'll keep singing these old songs in some town that I've never been. My old body is tired, but these eyes, they hold the fire of this thing I love to do. Tonight when I hit the stage, I'll turn another page of the poet and the fool. But I keep dreaming until my dreaming days are done, and I keep singing It puts my bad times on the run. I keep on writing. I got me a Martin and a pen, and I keep on riding until the highway's end. Well, now the sun's going down. Here comes another town. Sometimes the faces look so cold. I'll hit the stage and I'll turn the page. Yeah, I'm still looking for my pot of gold. And I look around to see people like Kratzer and me. You know, we're still picking after all these years. And we're still chasing that dream perhaps we'll never see. Through the windshield and the tears. Oh, but I keep dreaming till my dreaming days are done. And I keep on singing. It puts my bad times on the run. I keep on writing. Got an old guitar and a pen. And I keep on writing until the highway's end. Jeff Blackburn Road Anthem, folks.
Woo!
That's awesome, man. That's a really cool song. You're a great songwriter, man. All right, so I actually changed my mind about what I'm going to play on this next song because of his first song about Eastern Kentucky, and I think it's a very important message, and that's where it really started. Now it's nationwide, like the number one epidemic in America, and... So I wrote a song about hillbilly heroin, is what I call it, and its setting is in Eastern Kentucky in the hills where I come from, and got a couple cousins that's always battled that problem, and I think, you know, it was really important for me to write this song, and I really wrote it for the family members and the friends that suffer from the addiction. You know, they're the ones that suffer in too. Maybe a lot more so than the addict themselves, you know, and all the trauma and anxiety and financial matters and everything that the actual family and friends go through. And this is about the decline of the coal industry in Van Lier and where I come from down there. And my family, I'll still live up through there. And the increase of the opioid epidemic. It's called hillbilly heroin. Hope you like it. Is this on? Came back down to the hollow, back where I called home. Run my dogs without a collar, hunting woods at a brick of dawn. So many years I lived in fear, I'd never get back again. The things have changed, it ain't the same, it's a hillbilly heroin. I know the devil haunts them hills. The big sandy river is all flooded with pills. Can't get out once you ran that hillbilly heroin. Way back in East Kentucky, where time seems to stand still, you can get out if you're lucky, but most folks never will. Work them minds on borrowed time. It's all tracks and no trains. Run that coal's all they've ever known. Now it's just the wicked running through their veins. But I know the devil haunts them hills. Big sandy river is overflowing with pills.
man with a deal bit of your wind. I know the devil runs them hills, the big sandy rivers overflowing. Can't get out once you ran with the hillbilly heroin. Ain't nobody gonna win with the hillbilly heroin. Thank you. Hey, I forgot to mention, Mr. Brad Alford helped me write that song.
Oh.
What'd you call me? Hillbilly.
Soulbilly.
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 I'm Soulbilly. Soulbilly Cliff. Soulbilly.
He's gonna have T-shirts next time we see him.
And a cool hat.
And a hat. Yeah,
I need a
that's
cool
it.
Hat.
You need a merch.
Stickers.
Line. You need a whole merch.
That's marketable.
Yeah, Soulbilly.
Soulbilly. Okay, Miss Haley.
All right.
Haley, I do it again. Can we just change your name?
Honestly, no.
Just get me.
Everyone calls me Haley. It's
awesome.
So this next song, I've actually never played out before. It's really new.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, so forgive me if there's some mess ups. But yeah, this song is called Movin' Me, and this has recently been a big prayer for me. So a few Sundays ago, I actually did my first Sunday on my church's big worship team. I'm used to being the middle school worship leader, all that stuff, but I was never on the big stage for Sunday mornings. But the night before that, I actually went to a youth conference, and I came in there feeling really just beaten down. I was not the best in my relationship with God at that point. I was pretty, like, on the other side. I was just like, you know what, I just don't got it in me. But I went there, and the worship was super powerful. We had Heather Wallace come in. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. We had her come in, and we just had powerful speakers and stuff. And I just kind of was really moved, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so my prayer during worship and stuff was just moving me. And that's all I wanted was for God to reopen that joy I had in him and to reopen that passion I had for him again. And so right before I went on stage on that Sunday morning for my first Sunday, literally all I was saying was moving me. And while I was worshiping on stage and stuff, I was like, moving me. And so it's became kind of like a tagline for me now. Like, it's just my motto, just moving me. That's all I want him to do in me, is just keep refilling that passion in me for him, and to keep me going out to places like this and sharing his name and being proud of it and saying what he's put on my heart. And so this is called Moving Me. Who knows, could be some mess ups, but who cares? It's all for him anyway, so it's okay.
Your grace washes over me. Your peace is like a soft breeze. I feel you calling me deeper and deeper. Your love flows so freely. Your joy is overflowing. I feel you calling me deeper and deeper. Strength gets me through your will. perfect and true. And I feel you calling
That completes round three. Round four. Very quickly. Don't take long on your answer, but this is my favorite question. Don't even think about it. Whatever just pops into your mind. If you could collaborate on a song with anybody, alive or not so alive.
John Prine.
Cliff.
Sammy Hagar.
Hallie.
Chris Brown from Elevation Worship. Dead answer.
Of course, I do this every week. I've mentioned Dolly Parton, Carole King, Joni Mitchell. We'll just leave it there. Okay. I mean, I could just go on for days with him. But so, Jeff, song number four.
All right, I won't take long on the introduction. I was mowing my grass one day, and I was just thinking about, I think about growing up a lot. I had a great childhood. I feel like I'm still in it at 53. But I remember seeing my dad. He was a machinist, and he had big upper body and little bitty legs, and he could walk around the house on his hands and walk upstairs, you know, and stuff. Just freaked me out. So I was thinking about that one day, and I thought, man, he was like a superhero to me and my brothers. He still is, but I wrote this song about it, and like the old In Living Color says, you want to hear it? Here it goes. There's a chest of treasures, you know I keep them beside my bed. Years and years of memories and a bunch of thoughts living in my head. There's lots of little things in there that shaped who I was to be. In this world's eyes, they aren't worth that much, all but they mean the world to me. There's an old jackknife and a four-leaf clover and what he called a lucky coin. That old worn-down silver dollar from the year that I was born. There's an old keychain, it's got a broken clasp, you know it's all but been destroyed. And that old picture of us at Wrigley Field, back when I was just a boy. You know the world may not know his name, and he may not have many fans. He may not fly or wear a cape, but I think my dad is Superman. Well, I'm sitting here surrounded by the stamps of my history, and I hold the treasures in my hand, brings back things that my dad said to me. Like, son, for everything you do, there'll be a price you have to pay. And don't spend all that money in the sunshine, boy, there comes a rainy day. Yeah, those may be cliches, I'm sure you've heard them all your life, but the more I tried to prove him wrong, it turns out my dad was right. I'm full grown, got some kids of my own, and I hope that I can be as good a father to those girls as my dad has been to me. Yeah, the world may not know his name, and he may not have many fans. May not fly away or a cape, but I think my dad is Superman. Yeah, the world may not know his name, and he may not have many fans. He may not fly away or a cape, but I think my dad is Superman.
Great song, man. All right, just real quick, I want her to have enough time because this is kind of a long song. I just wrote this with Jeff Everman again just a few days ago, literally, and I hope I do good on it. You know, I'm going to act like nobody's in the room. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Now I'm going to know everybody's here. I'm going to freak you out on this song. This is about like an internal personal apocalypse, this battle between good and evil within yourself. And I call it burn it down. So it might get a little crazy in here. So just give her a chance. Don't leave till you know, I don't want to run you out. So just bear with me. Lifting up off the old crossroads, left standing here and the devil's already gone. Traded my soul for a few new sins. This is where all my hell begins. Clouds hanging over my head, still breathing, but inside I'm dead. I'm reaching for the light I see, but the darkness keeps calling me. Cracking the sky open wide, there were angels all around.
But I was so surprised they were ready to ride when they heard that trumpet sound. On the beast going stirred on his battleground. That was a night I'm gonna burn it down. I wanna burn it down. Dust has settled and the smoke's all clear. The sun is shining, no more tears. The battle's over, but there's more to come. This war inside of me still rages on. There's a crack in the sky, open wide, and there were angels all around. So surprised they was ready to ride when they heard that trumpet sound. They're gonna be scorched earth on this battleground. That was a night I'm gonna burn it down. I'm gonna burn it down. Someone's calling me. I remind him I've been set free.
What do you think? You like it? Thanks.
Y'all need to teach me your guitar ways. Y'all are great guitar players, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
You're awesome.
So this next song is pretty it's not finished, it's still a work in progress. Literally added lyrics to it today right before I came here. It's kind of just unorganized, all that stuff, but I wanted to share it because, you know, it's always good to get feedback and always to play out something and see, you know, that lyric doesn't work there, maybe put this here, all that stuff. So this song's called Trust in the Maker, which I feel like is something else that I kind of took away from that conference, is just being so easy to trust and easy to say, like, oh, God's got this, or no, like letting everything just kind of fall off your shoulders really fast. So, yeah, this is called Trust in the Maker. In the middle of the chaos, in the midst of despair, I will look up to the heavens. In the middle of the storm, in the midst of the war, I will look up to the heaven. Oh, because I will trust in the Maker. I will trust Him with my life. His love is my anchor. I will trust in the Maker. I will trust in the Maker. I will trust Him with my life. His love is my anchor. I will trust in the Maker. Oh, no matter what comes my way, I will sing Your name. I will put it up above it all. You're the only one that I'll call. No matter what comes my way, I will sing Your name. I will put it up above it all. You're the only one I'll call. Trust in the Maker. I will trust Him with my life. His love is my anchor. I will trust in the Maker. I will trust in the Maker. I will trust Him with my life. His love is my anchor. I will trust in the Maker.
That was a really quick one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming tonight. Let's give another round of applause for our artists. And so I just want to say thank you for coming and supporting these artists and helping them to continue to support the music and their music mission. And God bless you all. And I hope to see you again at another Heartstrings Songwriter Circle Showcase. Thank you so much.
Be sure to check out Cliff, Jeff, and Hallie online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriter Circle Podcast.